And now Michiana Chronicles, a series of essays by area writers. This week, April Ledinsky gets down and dirty.
I'm a sucker for making a glorious mess. So when I had the chance to volunteer at St. Patrick's Park's Good, Clean, Dirty Fun event, I jumped right in. This was part of the summertime Family Passports to Play program in our area, and more events are coming up. It didn't take much of a shove to get me to the park when I heard there was a mud pie station that needed staffing. Come on, mud pies? Family photos will confirm that I spent a goodly portion of the 1970s mucking around in backyard and campground mud with sticks and a child's intensity of purpose. So, with poet E.E. Cummings' delicious phrases, mud-luscious and puddle wonderful in mind, I pulled on my gardening clogs and squatted down on the park's green space next to two kiddie pools full of rich black topsoil watered to sludgy perfection. Nearby, laid out invitingly on a bright blue tarp, were a brigade of lightly banged up cooking pots and pans and a variety of stirring tools, from big and small spoons to ladles and long-handled mesh skimmers. Other volunteers staffed stations for making mud angels, swamp stomping, and well-supervised paddling in the pond, but I had struck gold with my task, especially when I saw kids' faces bloom in astonished delight as parents coaxed them toward the muddy pools and said some mind-blowing version of, "Have at it, kiddo!" Over the next 2 hours, I soaked in the silliness as toddlers and grade schoolers felt their way into the earthy mess. Some kids plunged elbow deep into studious play, a Montessori dream of brow-furrowing concentration, spooning mud into pots and swirling and smoothing their creations with British bake-off moxie. Others needed to be convinced to dip their fingers into the black velvety sludge. As two young siblings hesitated, small hands hovering over the mud, their mother laughed, announcing loudly, "Yeah, my kids don't do nature." That landed on me hard, and I found myself blocking out her laughter by crouching low, gently offering them stirring tools and narrating my own sample mud pie recipe until they both got to work, one making a giant pot of what he told me was meatballs topped with macaroni and cheese. His sister's creation? If memory serves, it was a chocolate pie with cake and ice cream and sprinkles and lots of rainbow candy. By then, their faces were mud-striped from pushing back their sweaty bangs, and all three of us were laughing deep in muddy cahoots. Other adults stood around snapping photos, but I only managed one before my fingers were, mud-luscious. I felt tutored by these young people, foregoing the fizz of capturing an image for social media eyeballs in favor of paying closer attention, just for me and the little folks around me. At one point, someone shouted and pointed up at the sky, and a dozen small faces tipped up, open-mouthed, to witness one of the park's bald eagle parents with a huge fish twisting in its talons, wings swishing right over our heads toward the three hungry eaglets nested in the boat of a nest just to the east of us. The awe was palpable. Oh, these kids know how to do nature all right, if given the chance. Watching their purposeful play reminded me how helpful, life-saving even, ceramics class has been to countless high schoolers in our community who look forward to clay work as a respite to reset the body and mind in adolescent school days that no longer offer recess. Some research has found that clay art therapy can help mitigate depression, science confirming what so many of us have felt, that the tactile pleasure of squashing and squishing clay is measurably good for us. Any gardener knows the mental health benefits of plunging our hands into soil, and science, again, corroborates our experience. There are probiotics in soil that can naturally increase the serotonin in the brain. Those mood-friendly bacteria in soil can inspire our bodies and boost our immune systems on the inside while we reconnect with nature outside. This summer, all you grown-up kids can commit to learning more about Mud Lake Bog and the other eight lakes in the St. Joseph County Kettle Lakes Corridor. You can look it up to see native plant communities and the native wildlife they nurture and imagine the area landscape before the arrival of European settlers. So while the season is mud-lusciously ripe, let's do the outdoors with the fervor and delight of the young. Put away your cell phone and plunge in, elbow deep. Nature awaits, and it is wild. For Michiana Chronicles, not sorry for this earworm, this is April Ledinsky.
Mud, mud, I love mud. I'm absolutely, positively wild about mud. I can't go around it.
Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.